Happy New Year's! I am so happy that I am able to say that right now. We've been through a lot in 2020. It's been like ferocious. So let's get started with this planning and this new episode on goals we shall achieve for 2021. Are you guys ready? Because I'm ready. Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hey, y'all. This is your girl, Tanya. And I gotta say, I'm already starting out this year really bad because I have this problem with procrastination. I gotta get rid of it. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of us out there has it. We just don't own up to it. And I'm gonna own up to mine, okay? But with procrastination, what contributes to procrastination is us putting off things, you know, to another day, another time, making up excuses for ourselves. And that's what keeps us from achieving goals that we have set for ourselves. Like our ex-president, soon to be, once said in one of his books that I was reading up on, is that if you're going to have goals and set them higher, not too low, but not too high also. So you guys, let's get started on setting these goals. I know that some of you probably already have your little notebook full of stuff that you want to do for next year. Some stuff we done procrastinated in 2020, but I do have to say that 2020 was not the best year for us. It was kind of hard to reach some of those goals, but I did achieve some of them. But also it left us, you know, in this mess. So if you guys know like I know, let's start all over again because it's a new year, baby, and we got new stuff. So I want to get started with some of my goals that I plan on achieving. Of course, you know, my main goal always is to get that credit back on track, right? Because we lost ourselves last year. We went down, down, down. A lot of us lost our jobs. Some of us lost hours because of the job. Some of us closed down for a while. And it put us in the dump. So now that we're in 2021, maybe things get better because we got that stimulus check. I don't know if you guys got yours yet. I haven't got mine. But if you have, please be smart and use it very wisely, okay? Because I don't know when we're going to get another one. Okay, and it's like some people that's on unemployment, they have things that they have that they need to get done and everything. So use your check very wisely, guys. So don't go out there spending it on, you know, new cars and stuff like this, because right now, you know, it's still out there. COVID's still there. Some of us are still, you know, losing jobs as we speak, you know, so you never know what we're going to run into. But we're going to pray for the best because God has us, okay? Also, far as my goals, I also want to get rid of this procrastination because it makes me hesitate on doing things that I need to get done, like trying to get a budget done, okay? Budget is a big thing. I mean, without a budget, we kind of lost. It's like a little roadmap that helps us keep on track with everything, where our money is going, what to put up, how to know what to put up, how to save and do what you're supposed to do with the money, like get that car fixed, get that payment paid, get that credit card paid off. So, of course, you want to sit down and develop a great budget, you know. Also trying to heal up some old wounds, I would say. I'm learning to let go a lot of things. I do apologize, guys, for last year. It was kind of rough. I went through a lot. Of course, you know, the year before that, I went through a really bad breakup. And it put me into a headspace of not knowing which way to go, because when you kind of like find yourself depending on people to help you through, that person gets up and go, or you know, what have you, or choose themselves, which is nothing wrong with that, because you know, when you choose yourself, that's self-love, and not only that, you have to do what you have to do, you know. And I don't blame it on partner, I'm not mad or anything, you know, I've gotten over that hump. I'm moving on. Like I said, it's 2021. So let's get, you know, busy with trying to get ourselves back on track. But I did lose myself a little bit, but COVID didn't help it any. And I was headed towards a good way, you know. So some of my podcasts did not get aired. But 2021, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to make an achievement of getting more podcasts out. Okay, so if you guys know any topics that you want me to cover, you know to hit your girl up. Okay, so moving on with other ways of trying to achieve things, you also might want to look into doing the journals, also the vision board, which I've spoken before and thousands of times. This vision board, guys, is a really big thing. I mean, it's the new rave, I call it, because it helps people to keep on track, excuse me, with their goals and where they're trying to go. So it's like an inspirational thing. You know, every time you look at it, it inspires you to do something and achieve something even better. Whether it's buying a house, buying a new car, you know, getting your family back on track, getting your kids off to school, off the college, or what have you, in life itself. You know, it's all based on it, and it's based on what you want, you know, so it's going to make it even better because those are your goals, and those are things you want to see yourself achieve. And it's always important that you want to see yourself do better, not worrying about what everybody else thinks. So we have to put that in the back of our minds with what everybody else wants, because when you want it gets done and it's better than what someone else wants, because then, you know, you lose all types of, you know, hope for that. You know, so let's get started on these goals, guys. Another way is starting up a journal, writing it down. Write down what you want to do. Check it off as you do it. You know, on my list, I have my finances, giving myself a good budget so that I can put some money up, maybe even save towards a vacation in the Bahamas somewhere. Also, I have that I want to get my credit cards paid off. I got like five credit cards. I don't know if you consider Victoria's Secret as a credit card. But yeah, I owe her some money too. So I try myself by putting like about 10 or 15 more dollars onto what the minimum is, which helps out because you have that fee that you have to pay every so often on it and stuff. The interest and all that stuff builds up. So if you put a little more towards it, they see that you put more than what it really supposed to, that's a good thing just as well to reach that goal of getting it paid off. You know, but the problem that I have is sometimes I run short. Have to swipe that card. So I'm trying to learn how to not do that. So if you have Capital One, you know about the button that turns it off. So when you go to swipe, you're embarrassed because it declines it, but you don't lose nothing. So I'm also learning that. Also, my son graduates this year. Yes, I'm a proud mother. I'm a senior. And he'll be going off and venturing on his own as an adult out here in this world. So I'm also, my goal is also to get him all sorted out. But not only that, I'm teaching him the ropes of life. You know, he just got a job, so proud of my baby boy. And this is something he want to do on his own. I wasn't forced him. I didn't, you know, force his hand in it. But he wanted to get a job so that he can, you know, get the rhythm of being an adult. You know, it's all about working, being somewhere on time. Also, he has goals himself that he want to save money. So when he get ready to venture off, he'll have him a pocket full of money. He'll have him a bank account, and he be all set and ready, you know. So, I mean, we all have certain things that we need to get done. And hesitation and procrastination is not part of that plan. So do what you gotta do, guys. Go out there and be successful, succeed in what you want to achieve in, you know. And like, you know, like I always say, when life gives you lemons, what do? You make lemonade with that, you know. And that's not my saying per se, but I love that, the way it sounds and how it makes sense of everything. Okay, so in the new year of 2021, I hope that this COVID thing is like done with. I don't know if you guys got the vaccination, but I said hell to the no on that for right now until I see further improvement. Okay, because I don't know if you guys heard about the lady. I have not got her name, but I've heard the story where she got the vaccination and died the next day. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard. So don't go off of hearsay, she say, but at the same time, have your common sense. Okay. All right. So part of also my 2021 is to be better, you know, to be better than what 2020 brought me, to develop a better relationship with my family. Family is everything, you guys. I mean, me and my family, I say we're odd. The reason why I say we're odd, because, oh my God, I think I got every character in my family that, you know, that you would have. You know, you got that auntie Niecy, you got that auntie Anne, you know, you got that, you know, I have all types of family members, you guys. I got the liars, I got the cheaters, I got the you know, I just got everything. Okay, so with that, I still love my family at the end of the day, no matter how they are, whether they, you know, they do the wrong things, whether they make the bad decisions, I am there, you know, to make them feel bad, but to also help them up. So that's what it's all about. You keep that together. You know, although some of me and my family are not speaking right now, which is not good, not healthy at all. Yes, I know, smack on the hand for that one, but at the time, sometimes you have to back down and back off to give them space to, you know, be able to come around. You don't let it go for too long, but you also have to let them see their way through it all, you know, because sometimes when you put too much pressure on something, you know how you put too much pressure on the pipe and it just bursts. That's what happened. So we just have to sit back and let life play itself, and sooner or later it will come around. So that's my goal, is to get my family back together, a better relationship and a better understanding. Okay, and also dieting. Okay, because my health is not the best of health, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us out there have a lot of health problems. You know, they got all types of different diets out there now, so it's just not it's just not you eating meat or you being a vegetarian no more. You have vegan, you have pescatarian, you have what else? It's a oh the ke kemp a kent kent something keto diet. That's how you pronounce it. Keto diet. They have that diet. They have a trillion diets nowadays, guys. I don't know which all ones are safe, but I will have an episode on that. So let me write that down so that I can do my research on that. Because I mean, I know about the vegan diet, and tofu is no. I'm not putting that in my body. Sorry. I rather the natural stuff, like my beef. I love my red meat. I love my pork. I gotta have my bacon. And I love me some chicken. So that's gonna be a diet that is gonna be a hard to switch over from eating meat to veggie, because I heard it's a process with that. But like I said, we're gonna have an episode on that. I might even do a video podcast so that we can understand this better together. But I do need that diet, because diet doesn't always mean that you have to lose weight. You know, when you do lose weight, sometimes you're emptying out that intestine. That's a lot of weight. That could be a problem with you gaining weight. So you got detoxes out there and stuff like that. Follow up with your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm gonna say this one more time. I'm not a professional. So whatever I find out, the information I find out, I'm just gonna, you know, give it to you. But also, I do my research, and I do look for doctors that I do research up under, so that I can make sure I'm giving out the correct information. But I'm not gonna tell you exactly what to do, because according to some health, some diets aren't good for your health. You know, if you're a diabetic, I don't suggest you get on be a vegetarian, because it's a lot of sugars and fruit and stuff. You know, I was once a dietitian tech, so I know a little bit about, you know, the calories and stuff like that, and counts and stuff. But I do know I have high blood pressure. I do have joint pains in my shoulder. And I do know that some of the stuff that I consume every day is not the best for my blood pressure, because I got a lot of sugar, a lot of sodium in it. Those are two things that I literally have to watch. And I do. In everything I eat. I try not to eat too many fried foods, because your girl getting older. I'm going to be 42 this year. Can you believe that? 42. And it feels like I'm 100 sometimes. You know, and I feel like because of lack of eating good and healthy, I can't get out of bed some mornings, because I'm, you know, my body is just like, we ain't with this, you know. So I'm also trying to leave alone the caffeine, which is coffee. Love coffee. Okay, I can't say more than enough that I gotta have my caffeine. Everybody knows this. I gotta have my caffeine. But without that caffeine, now I'm so addicted to it. To the point that sometimes your girl have headaches because she doesn't have any caffeine. So if you are not on a caffeine binge, don't go there. Do not do these monsters. I know I do those. do not do the Red Bull. Coffee is probably the safest thing, but it's also not as healthy, but it's healthy. I mean, it's confusing on that part. I done heard all different types of things from my doctors and stuff. But yeah, we have to take care of our bodies, which will take care of our minds, because our mindsets are off and we're angry all the time and we don't even know why. Well, it's all in your diet. You eat healthy, you eat better. You'll be walking around like these little people that be like, hey, you know, you'd be like, what is she all happy about? You know, you all grumpy and grouchy because she's probably eating her veggies the way she's supposed to, her meat the way she's supposed to. And, she, you know, she's taking care of herself, or he's taking care of himself. So if you get on that level, you'll look and feel the same way. Okay, so those are the things that we have to look at when you're setting your goals. So I gotta say, I'm hoping that 2021 is way better than 2020 was, you know, with everybody gaining their jobs back, gaining their income, you know, being able to pay things off and pay on things to get caught up, because I know that we're all behind. So hopefully they have some sort of forgiveness somewhere, you know. And I'm hoping and praying that you guys are out there who are going through this. I pray that you guys get better. I pray that you get back up on your feet very well. But it all starts from the bottom, where you got to make goals. You know, because being homeless is not a choice. It's not a thing that you want to do. And I'm not going to say it's the best thing, because it's not. But it's not cool, you know. And I've been down that road before. Yes, I was once homeless. And I also want to do an episode on that. So that people can understand the whole seriousness of it all. You know, because people out here losing their jobs. People out here struggling, people out here doing all this stuff, but we don't have a plan. That's where we end up at eventually. So don't go living life carelessly, but do live life freely, but just not carelessly. So, guys, we gotta do what we gotta do. Because I know that I have my back. Do you have your own back? You can't let the government. I'm not talking down on the government, but I do gotta say that I'm not happy with how they've been going about with things, But hopefully things will get better. Okay? So I want you guys to stay safe out there. And again, Happy New Year's. And don't forget that we have to keep our mask on, wash your hands still. And if you plan on getting that vaccine, honey, hit me up and let me know what it was like. Because I'm not planning on getting it no time soon. So until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.